All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is our Waifu Sexual Pride Month special. And, of course, I've got Dead Penetration here, and basically there's not going to be too much. I think there's, like, one article I want to talk about, but mainly we're just going to celebrate Waifu Sexual Pride Month, because everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, LGBT and all that shit. Well, you know, fictosexual equals waifu sexual, so we're celebrating beloved waifus from all over the gamut. I basically decided to have a thing where all the people in my Discord server posted their favorite waifus and talked about how much they loved them and what got them into them and all that kind of stuff. And some people got really deep, but we're going to read all of it. The game we're playing is Rant, so this won't be on YouTube. But yeah, this is Rant 6. It's one of my favorite. So, Give it a try. Definitely worth playing. It's a real RPG, by the way. You will get your ass fucking floored in this game. Alright, so here we go. Waifu Sexual Pride Month. We start with a submission by Invader Tack. He says, I have many waifus, but one stands above the rest. The one I've had the longest since I was 8 years old. Yes, you read that right. So here she is, the redheaded launcher of 1,000-foot fetishes, Ariel. We're talking about Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Yes. There's a picture there.
You know
there.
What this kind of feels like? Oh, Wayne's World's top 10 most gorgeous women.
Well, I mean, there's maybe a little more than that.
The granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Sweet. And we will also talk about our favorite waifu characters as well. Dirty Dan. I'm a sucker for big titties and hidden passionate sides. Wiz from Konosuba is my waifu. I keep hearing about Konosuba, how great it is, how I need to watch it, and it's coming. I have, like, I think all the seasons, so I will check it out at some point. Mm-hmm. But, yes, there is Wiz from Konosuba. We've got Captain Malik. Aisha was probably my gateway into dark-skinned waifus. That hot spring scene was something else. And of course, there's a picture there of her. And Mal Yamisu says, Psycho Busajima, the oldest, Demon Lord Isabella, the earliest waifu I had in comparison, and Yamisu, second oldest, Isabella before hands down the top three waifus for me. They are the three that I've had for the longest. Psycho I've loved for like since I was all the way to a damn kid. Yamisu was during my teenager years, and Isabella was technically recent. Not super recent by any means. Been over a year now, if my brain recalls correctly. I can thank the person in the server for showing me her manhwa comic. She quite literally is a better version of Yamisu in comparison. Her everything from the armor to the personality and ability to run her demonic army to her sword and even looks as far as remind me so much of Yamisu. And she is from High School of the Dead. Oh, well, one of the characters, I believe, he's posting here, is from High School of the Dead. Which I have seen, and I actually enjoyed. Very good one. You should check High School of the Dead out.
Oh, yeah. I think I have it on my
You might
queue.
Have it. We've also got another character here. So the dev did bring her back in the remake, but personality-wise, she does not have her original personality, as far as I can tell. Kind of why I put the remake version of her on the back burner until it gets fully translated. Okay, I would like to put your here, but I'm going to wait for the show to go on before I decide on that. Well, the show is going on, so if you're going to put your on, you better do it now. Okay, Lurker says, well, for starters, I had crushes on waifus that can be of bad taste, only because they look cute in a way, such as Motoko from Love Hina. Oh, I'm familiar with Love Hina. Absolutely love Love Hina. It's one of my favorite series of all time. And Cecilia from Infinite Stratos. I've not seen that. I think Cecilia was why I developed a taste for more blonde anime waifus, like Celia from Valkyrie Romance, Alice from SAO, of course, Sword Art Online, and Sophia from Soul Calibur. Always love Sophia. That's actually one that I wasn't going to mention until you said.
She's,
like, I wouldn't have remembered it until
with
you.
With the sword or?
Yeah, she's the
chain
Greek.
Sword.
Greek.
Oh, the Greek one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And of course, I liked Ivy as well. I believe that's her name, right? Ivy? Yeah.
I'd have to. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's been a while since I played. I got the newest one. I just had
played
it.
My favorite will always be the third.
Well, yeah.
Cookie T 45 says, every time I think about waifus, my first thought was always this girl. This was way back when I was a kid. I remember this is probably my first time watching a comedy anime. And he says that it was from a cable channel that was specifically for anime. It was introduced more or less popular anime back in the days. This was from from around the SEA area of the world. The channel was called Animax. I'm not familiar with the character, but she looks like... Actually, I think I am familiar with the character. She's from Galaxy Angel. Because we actually did play some Galaxy Angel on this, not here on the show, but in one of my videos. If there is a request for Galaxy Angel, again, guys, I have all of them. They all seem to be working on modern hardware. However, that stupid fucking spaceship game that you have to do, because it's not just a visual novel, you literally have to do a strategy spaceship game.
Yeah,
that part sucks. If I could get a cheat table for that, I'd go through it, but I really don't want to be bothered for the you know. He says, Show to Revolution says, great, now I feel old. I remember this from long ago. And her name is Melfarel Sukuraba from Galaxy Angel. Yes. Yes. Again, I've only read the VN. Do I have the series? Yes, I do. But I want to kind of finish the VNs first. The anime came out back in 2003, which is about the same time as the VN. And I mentioned that. Okay, Captain Malik also posts, Shell from El Dorado was an El Dorado, El Dorado, Disney, was another dark-skinned waifu that activated me as a youngin. That kissing scene was ooh-wee. Okay, I'm not really familiar with this character. And I said it was very unexpected. Okay, now we have Lena Inver, hold on, Hoshioni. He says, Lena Inverse, a classic waifu. I'm not even familiar with her. While lacking in the thickness, she won me over with her strong personality. The catalyst in me learning what I really wanted. A girl with a complementary personality to mine, one who will actually do things. When I stepped into the world and saw it was lacking in most people, especially women, her being my standard saved me from countless landmines. Additionally, her place in history has inspired many of the waifus that came after her. Her, along with Loom, are among archetypal waifus. And we're talking about Loom from... If I'm not mistaken, that's Ranma 1/2, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I have that right. Thus, I'm happy my waifu has helped shape many of the other waifus. And there, of course, several. Okay, there are of course several animated gifs of this waifu. Okay. Child says, Raleigh Vincent, distruster of the ATF and every other government agency, hoarder of C4 and quintessential gun bunny, the queen of Tomboy Tuesday and all her classic glory. Okay, this is probably from the Gun Bunny anime, which I have not seen, but it's a classic, so I probably need to watch it. And I am seeing some animated scenes here that just look great. Also, she has a great taste in cars with her classic Shelby Cobra GT. Captain Malik says Raleigh is a base fucking choice. And he has another one. Here's one for true body positivity. Balalaika is one of the ones that started my love of scarred chicks in fiction. Also helps that she's such a mama bear to her men. Okay. So that is all the ones that you guys have submitted. And we appreciate it. It's great. But now, we've got some more that we want to talk about. Of course, everybody knows I like Mistress Mamiya from Starless, but I also like Tai Takemi from Persona 5. I've always been into her, her whole doctor, and also being this kind of rocker goth chick. I always like that. Chun-Li from Street Fighter. Cammy from Street Fighter. Morgan from Darkstalkers. I like, what is her name? Not Katana, but Melina from Mortal Kombat, because I like her teeth. Let's see. I also have a thing for horror gender swaps. Female Freddy, female Jason, female Pinhead, female Chucky, all those different ones that you can find, the statuettes. Cosmos was my quintessential archetypal waifu when it comes to robot waifus. Yes, there's the one from Persona 3, and you're talking about Aegis. Aegis is you know, she's worthy of mentioning, but Cosmos really did it. Because remember, I have played the Xenosaga games, and I've seen them played two more times, and I mean all the way through. So I am damn near, you know, just... These are long games. These are very, very long games. So I'm very familiar with these characters, and Cosmos would be that one. There were so many scenes, if you really love just the whole idea of what it would be like to have an intelligent android, you're going to love some of those scenes. The way she talks, the way she interacts, the camera angles, everything. You're going to be in heaven with some of those scenes. So if you absolutely love robot waifus, I have to recommend Cosmos. I've got three little figures of her. I want to get that $70 statue, but I don't quite have the $70 to spend on it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's $180. Yeah, they raised the price of that one.
Yeah.
They raised the price of that one because they know people love it. So those are some of mine. And also more Western ones we can talk about. Rogue from X-Men. Definitely Jessica Rabbit, of course. Jessica Rabbit is one of my earliest.
Hardcore.
Earliest. I liked Patty Mayonnaise. I liked Patty Mayonnaise. That was one of my first experiences with a young...
Patty Mayonnaise.
A female. Patty Mayonnaise from Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Patty Mayonnaise from Doug. There's so many different ones. Yeah, just ones that really got you. What's her name?
Darlin' Franks. That was the non-Western.
Yeah. I like that. But you're talking about 02. Where's the other one? I had her name. The blue-haired chick from... my memory's just not on par today. Tenchi Muyo, the blue-haired chick. Is it Reiko? I liked her. There's a lot of different characters. Faye Valentine. There's so many that I could go through as far as different waifus. We'd be here all day. But more recent waifus definitely have to be the mistress. Do I agree with what the mistress does? No. But I love her just whole aesthetic.
Any of them from prison school.
I'd have to say, I don't remember her name, but the chick from Fatal 12, obviously the buff chick, big fan of her. Most muscular anime women. There's probably a lot more I'll discover as I go through more of these anime when I get a chance. But there's a lot of them that we can go through.
The redo of Healer.
I also like, what is her name? From Mahoro from Mahoromatic. Of course, Mahoro from Mahoromatic. So there's just so many that we can do. We can talk about Vampirella, classic Vampirella. We can talk a little bit of Witchblade. I'm not real big on Witchblade.
I haven't seen the series.
I like the anime version of Witchblade. I'd say her, but not the American version. But we have, Vampirella, obviously, Lady Death, Geek Girl to some extent. I like Ruby. I don't like no offense to Summer, but I like Ruby. I think Ruby's very attractive. I think he's done a very good job. Sam Johnson's done an excellent job with her. I really like that character, and I relate to her. I relate to what she's going through. Different stories and things that she's in. So there's a lot of different characters for me. Did I name all of them, or is that pretty much all you have?
I can't think of any right offhand besides...
Like fictional. We're all talking about fictional ones.
Oh, I know fictional.
Okay. Because there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot I know I've named. I mean, there was some. There was one time. I mean, there was a. I liked Bowsette because I loved what Bowsette represents. I still like Bowsette because I like what Bowsette represents, and I still stand by my Bowsette video. Anybody that hasn't seen my Bowsette video, I consider that to be one of my prime pieces. If you haven't seen it, even though it's something that Humble Hermit also kind of did, I wanted to talk about it in a little more detail. And I definitely think that's one of my prime moments.
I say Kill a Kill, but they're a little...
Yeah. Kill a Kill's okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong with those characters. A lot of them. There's a lot of characters. The Canker Sisters from Ed and Eddie. I like the older versions of them where they made them older and more, you know. They actually made one... like a muscle girl, and I like that idea. Yeah, because they changed them all up. They talked about this is what they would look like when they were older, and they actually made, like, a whole thing of CGs where they're just different parts to show what happened to the Ed boys and what happened to the Canker Sisters. Okay. And one of them, yeah, she becomes like a muscle chicken. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I dig that one. So, yeah, we can go into that. I like the older version of the Powerpuff Girls, obviously, those characters. Not the horror one, but the other one. Because you look it up, you'll find this really slutty-looking one on Google. Don't look that one up. There's another one where they have them in, like, an anime version, and that's better. And that's why we can't show this on YouTube. So, yeah, you guys are getting a little hentai with this. Kind of unexpected, but, yeah, it happens. Marie Custard, huh? Is that a... phone she's got? No, it's a vibrator. I don't know. Yeah, it's a vibrator. It's a vibrator attached to a thing. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's what we've got for those. And let's go ahead and see if I can find... I think there's an article or so that I want to do. We're not talking about big articles today. We're talking about articles on the 11th. We're talking about articles on the 11th, so just give me a minute. There's two articles I want to cover, and I've got both of them, so don't worry. The first one is from New York Post. The hottest new social media influencers are inspirational sex dolls. This is by Asia Grace. It's a woman. With nearly 3,000 followers on Instagram, a growing OnlyFans audience, and 5 paid brand ambassador deals, Tasha Marie is crushing it as an influencer. She's also a sex doll. She's so friendly, outgoing, a feminist, and a supporter of the LGBTQIA+ community. Tasha Marie's owner and boyfriend, Tony Fox, of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, told The Post. Who else is synthetic but has that kind of larger-than-life personality? Although the 4'10" silicone siren doesn't walk or talk, except to Fox through specialized artificial intelligence app Replica, which generates an automated voice to match Tasha Marie's energy, edgy but sweet Jersey Shore-like persona, social media audiences are responding to her. So many people will send Tasha Instagram direct messages and say, "Oh my god, Tasha, you're so inspirational," or "You're the nicest person I know," said Fox, who was in his late 50s. He attributes Tasha's digital popularity to her fearless approach to life, even though she's technically lifeless. She doesn't let the fact that she's not a real woman stop her from living life to the fullest, said Fox, a married father of two. She acts and lives like a real woman has become friendly with her followers, who are mostly other real women. Now that is fascinating. He purchased Tasha Marie, who he said is 36 years old, for a little less than $5,000 in December 2015 after his wife Marie was stricken with ongoing medical complications from cancer. Marie, according to Fox, is totally supportive of his relationship with a doe-eyed dolly and often gives him fun ideas for sexy photo shoots for Tasha Marie's social media page. And in May 2019, after networking with other faux female figures, their owners and enthusiasts at sex doll meetups, one during which she was crowned Miss Congeniality, Tasha Marie landed her first wage-generating partnership with accessories outlet Ties by Tara. She regularly models and promotes the brand's line of risque lingerie and jewelry for Instagram subscribers. Tasha Marie has since secured several other lucrative ambassador deals with apparel companies. She gets a commission of a discount for the product she promotes, said Fox. In one of her deals, she gets a 10% commission, 10% off, and one free item to promote each month. On OnlyFans, where Tasha Marie became the first sex doll to share her tasteful nudes on the platform prior to the pandemic. She also rakes in a small but steady monthly income. She donates all of her earnings to the various sex workers in need that she's befriended online. Whatever money she makes, we pass along to strippers and exotic dancers in financial straits, said Fox. Tasha Marie isn't the only lifelike sex doll is finding success as an influencer. Her best friend, Alita, is another sex doll turned virtual vixen who's become a lifestyle trendsetter to her more than 1,800 Instagram followers. Alita's followers are mostly women who are fascinated by her life and our relationship, her owner and boyfriend, only known as Atomic, told The Post. Atomic, who lives in the Hudson Valley, purchased Alita as a romantic companion for $1,700, same price as Zexy, in the summer of 2020 after getting divorced from his real-life wife. He describes his inanimate companion as a 27-year-old Parisian redhead model. And while Atomic considers them a wholesome and Christian couple, none of her content is sexually explicit. He recently submitted her photos to Maxim Magazine's annual cover girl competition. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something to see Maxim Magazine and there's a sex doll on the front cover?
That'd be crazy.
That would be really, really out there. I would pick that one up. Just in support. The winner of the international model search would be featured on the cover of the Saucy Man's publication and receive a $25,000 prize. Hey, I hope you get it, Atomic. Everybody here in the at the Grim Media or whatever we call it, we all hope you get it.
It'd definitely be interesting.
Another doll owner, known only as TFM, I wonder who that could be, from Los Angeles, told The Post that although his doll Celestina boasts an Instagram following of over 3,000 fans, he fears she will always face discrimination in mainstream media. I wanted to shock Maxim with Alita's photos, said Atomic, adding that he'd hope his would be the first doll to grace the Global Mag's front page. But he said so far, I haven't heard back. Since Celestina is a sex doll, all of her content media gets flagged as adult content, even if it's wholesome, said TFM, who is in his mid-30s. She used to have a YouTube channel where she'd respond to news articles related to sex dolls for about 20,000 subscribers, but it got deleted because they don't want us there. And while he's grateful that his 5'6", 70-pound brunette hasn't yet been booted off Instagram for suggestive snaps, he's hopeful for the day when Celestina would be granted the same social media liberties as everyone else. I think it's interesting that we are in an age where everyone celebrates alternative lifestyles, but sex dolls are where society draws the line, he said. So that is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very cool to see.
I mean, if they're going to make everything else not taboo, that should be on the list. I'm not one to judge anyone's lifestyle, but I think that's less risque than...
Yeah, that
some
then some of the other stuff like the child grooming and all that, but we won't talk about that right at this moment. That's not a conversation for here.
That's a conversation starter, is what that is.
Yeah,
I'll save that for my next dinner party.
Yeah. Okay, so that one is done. Okay. So let's see here. Because I have so many of these. Just so many of these. So we're not, you know. And I'm losing some kind of battery on my phone, unfortunately. So we're going to have to cut this one just a little short. We had another one, but we will go ahead and capture it and do it later. It's about the PUBG girl that they created. We'll talk about that later. And at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we will be signing off. We'll see you next time on the Grim Article Show, even though it's not. And we'll see you next Waifu Sexual Pride Month.
Later.